The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 16th Chapter, Text Number 20, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on January 16th, 1974, in Hawaii.
Translation: I have lost my three legs, and am now standing on one only. Are you lamenting for my state of existence? Or are you in great anxiety because henceforward the unlawful meat-eaters will exploit you? Or are you in a sorry plight because the demigods are now bereft of their share of sacrificial offerings, because no sacrifices are being performed at present? Or are you grieving for living beings because of their sufferings due to famine and drought?
Read the part. Long part.
With the progress of the age of Kali, four things particularly, namely the duration of life, mercy, the power of recollection, and moral or religious principles, will gradually diminish. Since Dharma, or the principles of religion, would be lost in the proportion of three out of four, the symbolic bull was standing on one leg only. When three-fourths of the population of the whole world become irreligious, the situation is converted into hell for the animals. In the age of Kali, godless civilizations will create so many so-called religious societies in which the personality of Godhead will be directly or indirectly defied. And thus faithless societies of man will make the world uninhabitable for the saner section of people. There are gradations of human beings in terms of proportionate faith in the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The first class faithful men are the Vaishnavas and the Brahmanas, then the Kshatriyas, then the Vaishyas, then the Shudras, then the Mlechas, the Yavanas, and at last the Chandalas. The degradation of the human instinct begins from the Mlechas.
Chandalas means the dog eaters. In the human society, the division of higher class and lower class is determined by the standard of eating. First class man, just like Brahman Vaishnava, they eat very purified prasadam. Their responsibility is practically does not depend on them, because Vaishnava, Brahman also, without becoming a Brahmana, nobody can become Vaishnava. So when you speak of Vaishnava, it is to be supposed that he is already Brahman. Therefore, to bring the neophyte devotees to the perfectional stage, we offer the Brahmana sacred thread. But if people, after promising everything, and break their promise, that is very abominable. When they are initiated before the deity, before the Lord, before the fire, they should not break it. That is most sinful, if you break your promise. Otherwise, you should not be coming forward for initiation if you cannot keep your promise. The first class, second class, third class, fourth class men are considered according to the guna and karma, quality and work. That is described in the Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Chaturpannamaya system, guna karma vibhaga. That is the system. Not by force one can become first class. According to the shastra, who is first class, who is second class, who is third class, who is fourth class, who is fifth class, that is to be understood. Guna karma vibhaga. So, when one becomes above the gunas, by devotional service. Guna means quality. The devotee is on the position of first-class human society because a devotee is engaged in devotional service. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Mārca bhavicārini bhakti yogi na jāsevate sagunān samatitta etān brahma bhūyāya kalpate. Anyone who is engaged 100% without any motive in the devotional service of the Lord, mārca bhavicārini bhakti yogi, bhakti yogi, abhavicārini, without any adulteration, such person, mācabhya vicārini bhakti yogi na jāseva. So guna, gunan means these material qualities, goodness, passion and ignorance, these are gunas. So gunan samatitta, sammak atita, fully transcendental, fully sattvas, brahma bhuyākalpa. Then that is the stage of self-realization. If one is not even on the stage of self-realization, how he can teach others? That is cheating. That is cheating. If one is not a graduate, if he becomes a teacher, he is not a teacher, he is a cheater. One must be, first of all, qualified. That qualification means one must be above the three qualities of material nature. Goodness, even you have to go beyond the quality of goodness. In the material world, we have made, concocted. This is good, this is bad. See, even taking it, actually, everything in the material world is bad. Anything. It is simply mental concoction. We are creating, this is good, this is bad. Then, so long one is in the material world, everything is bad. Even the so-called religious practice, that is also bad. In the material world. So therefore, Bhagavad Gita says, sagunān samatitta etān, one has to transcend even the quality of goodness, the so-called goodness. Actually, there is no goodness. Because here, people dress like in the platform of goodness, but thinking just like animals. That kind of goodness has no value. Actually goodness. That goodness is sagunāna samatitta etāna brahma bhūyāya. When one transcends the qualities of material nature above the Brahman quality. Brahman quality is, suppose actually, in comparison to other qualities, that is the first class quality, sattva, sama, dama, tidikha, arjava, jnanam, vijnanam, astikam, brahmakarma, sabhavajam. When one is situated in these qualities, truthfulness, sattva, samam, controlling these senses, dhamma, controlling the mind, sama, dhamma, titikha, tolerant, in spite of all tribulation, tolerant, sama, dhamma, titikha, saucham, cleanliness, then jnanam, full knowledge. Full knowledge means what I am, what is God, what is this material world, what is our relationship. That is called knowledge. And that knowledge, when practically applied in life, that is called vijnanam. Jnanam, vijnanam. Astikam. Astikam, full faith in the shastras and in God. That is called astikam. If you have full faith in the revealed scriptures, then you are astic. Because you cannot manufacture your God, so-called incarnation God. No. You must have full knowledge of God through the authority of revealed scriptures. That is God consciousness. If you give up the injunction or the scripture, the hill scripture, you consider something as God, that is not God. Or you consider something as religion, that is not religion. Jasas vidhimusujya bhattate kamukchad. No siddhin sabharnati. If you become abhorrent to the injunction of the shastras, then no sukham sabharnati. You never get happiness. No sukham jasas vidhimusujya bhattate kamukchad. Na siddhin sabharnati. There is no question of siddhi, perfection. Neither there is question of happiness. No sukham, no parangat. Then what to speak of going back home, back to God? It's useless. Therefore, we must abide by the sadhu, shastra, guru. What is this sound is going on? You can ask somebody to stop. Sadhu means saintly person. Shastra means civil scriptures. Sadhu, shastra and guru, spiritual master. So we must follow the footprints of saintly person. Mahajana jina gatasya pantha. That is the way. We have to follow great superior personality, just like Sarvashyami. Narottam Das Thakur says, Eichai Gosai Jar Tarmui Das. I become servant or disciple of such a person who follows the footprints of the six Goswamis. Otherwise, one becomes guru, anyone, just like nowadays they become. They are manufacturing guru. Guru is not manufactured. Guru is in the disciplic succession. One who strictly follows the footsteps of the Sarva Goswami, Eichai Gosai Jar. Anyone who is following the footsteps of the Goswami, Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami is Upadeshamrita, instruction. Bacha Vegam, Krodha Vegam, Udara Vegam, Upastha Vegam, Jivha Vegam, Mano Vegam, Etan Veganaja, Vishayata, Dhira. Prithivin Sashishyat. This is the injunction given by Rupa Goswami. Bacha Vegam. Bacha Vegam means the force of talking. Begum, what is the meaning? Begum? Urge, yes. Just like I'm talking some nonsense. That is bacha begum. It has no value. We should speak something which has value, one who can control. It is better not to talk than to talk foolish. So that is the word. All foolish talking or foolish literature, there is no value. So it has to be controlled. That is called controlling the vacha vegam. Krodha vegam. Krodha means anger. So it has also urge. Suppose I am insulted by somebody. Naturally I will be angry. But if I can control, all right, he is a foolish, he has done. Why shall I lose my temper? That is called controlling krodha vegam. Vacha vegam, krodha vegam, manasa vegam, mind. It has got so many urges. Mind is driving practically. Let us go there, let us go there, let us do this, let us. Never mind, sinful or pious, mind is always dictated and rejected. So vacha vegam, krodha vegam, manasa vegam, krodha vegam, udara vegam. Udara vegam is the arch of the belly. I shall eat this, I shall eat that, I shall eat that. Why? Simply you shall eat Bhagavat prasada. Prasada is sarva-dukkhana. Then udara vegam and upastha vegam, the arch of the genital. That is the most important. The jivha vegam, jivha vegam, udara vegam, that's genital, the straight line. If one can control the urge of these three things, taravadya jivha vati lobhamaya sudurmati. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, out of the urges of the tongue and other senses, down to the genital. There are many urges, urge of the mind, urge of the anger, urge of the talking, urge of the tongue, their belly, their genital. In this way, we are driven by so many urges. So out of that, the strongest enemy is our tongue. Jivaveva. If one can control the urges of the tongue, then he will be naturally able to stop the urges of the belly and the urges of the genital. Three states like that. But these are to be practiced. Itana virana javisharita dhira. One who has become successful in controlling the urges of all these things, prithivim sa shishya, now he is free to make disciples all over the world. And they're not that way. I cannot control even my tongue, I cannot control my genital, and I become spiritual master. This is nonsense. Learn first of all. Try to control. Become first class controller. Dhira. That is called dhira, non-disturbed by any urges. Idang vegana ja visayata dhira. Dhīrastatta namayati. This word is used, dhīra. Dhīra means very sober, fully controlled. That is called dhīra. Dhīrastatta namayati. Unless you become dhīra, you cannot understand what is spiritual life. That is not possible. Therefore Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, tathā dehāntara prāpti dhīrastatta namayati. Dhīrastatta namayati. So, you cannot understand even, unless you become a dhīra, you cannot understand what is spiritual life, what is spirit. It is not a bogus thing that I manufacture something, conquer something, and do something, and I become a leader, I become a spiritual master. It's all nonsense. Dhīra-sattana, the word is dhīra, and dhīra is explained in the Kumāra-sambhava. Dhīra, just like Lord Shiva lost his wife. She committed suicide before her father. That's a dukkha yoga, who has learned about dukkha yoga. So, Lord Shiva was performing yoga practice, meditation, and in the meantime, his wife, Devi, she took birth as daughter of Himalayan, king of Himalayan, Parvati. So, there was fight between the demigods and the demons. So, there was a plan that if by the seminar of Lord Shiva, one son is born, Kartikeya, then he will be able to kill these demons. Otherwise, it is very difficult. So Lord Shiva was engaged in meditation after the death of his wife. In the meantime, his wife took birth in the Himalaya. So now he has to be induced to unite with this Parvati. So there was plan meant. The plan meant that Parvati, young age, beautiful girl, and Lord Shiva is meditating naked, and he was offering whatsoever flowers on the genital. Still, he was not disturbed. Young girl touching the genital of a person, but he is not disturbed. And that is dhīra. That is the example of perfection of dhīra. Even in the presence of being agitated, one who is not agitated, that is called dhīra. Otherwise everyone becomes agitated. That is natural. Young boy sees another young man, or young man sees another young girl. Natural. Sex appetite. Natural. But one who can control that is dhīra. That is dhīra. Dhīra-sattva-namayati. That is yoga practice. That is jiva practice. Control. When there will be need, I shall use it. Just like Kardamani. Kardamani was given the best beautiful daughter of King Manu. So, she was simply serving, not that immediately coming and sexually inclined. She was, so, Kardamani saw that this girl came to me and I have accepted her as my wife, but she is engaged fully, although she is the prince, the daughter of king, very great king. But I am not giving her any comfort. She has become lean and thin, skinny, but engaged. So he promised that I am accepting your daughter, but as soon as she will have some children, then I will leave her. On this condition I can accept your daughter. The father came with the daughter, that my daughter has selected you as the proper husband, please accept. So he accepted, but he made this condition that as soon as your daughter will have some children, then I will leave home. That was accepted. So these are the examples how to become dhīro. It is not spiritual consciousness, it is not so easy thing that you can go. But by the grace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it is being easily distributed. That is the grace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But if we misuse it in this facility, do not know what is the aim of life, then you are missing the opportunity. So, go on, did you?
The degradation of the human instinct begins from the mlechas, and the chandala state of life is the last word in human degradation. All the above terms mentioned in the Vedic literatures.
So this is first class life. Sattva samadhamo titikka arjava jnanam vijnanam asikam brahma karma sabhav. And the lowest class of life, practically nowadays all lowest class of life, the life of a chandala, dog eaters. So, this is the description in the Shastra. Go on.
All the above terms mentioned in the Vedic literatures are never meant for any particular community or birth.
It is not that because one has taken birth in the lowest class family, some chandala, dog eaters. It does not mean that he will have to remain in that position. Just like uneducated person. It is not that he will have to remain in that uneducated standard. No, he can become educated. He can become educated. That is Krishna consciousness movement. That there is no check on any particular person or community to become God consciousness. See, God Himself says, Krishna says, Mang hi pātu vipāsitya jīpīsu pāpujūnoyo. Pāpujūni, to take birth in lower class of human society, is called pāpujūni. But Krishna says, never mind, pāpujūni. Pāṅgi pārtha vipāsritya jīpīsu pāpajūna sriyāvaśyā sathāsudra stepijānti parāṅgati. Formerly in the Vedic civilization, even Oman and Sudra and Vaishya, they are also considered among the pāpajūni. What to speak of others? But Krishna says, never mind. What about pāpajūni? One may be. Man hi pārtu vipāsitya, if one takes shelter of my devotee, vipāsitya, and works under his direction, then that is called vipāsitya, viśeṣa rūpeṇa āśritya, then he also, dīti jānti parāṅgati, they can also go back to home, back to home. There is no bar, but one has to purify himself by the purificatory process. That is called sanskar. Sanskarād bhavet vijo. By purificatory process, one becomes purified. And purified means no more sinful life. That is purification. Jeshāma antagatam pāpam. One who is fully free from sinful activities. Jishamanta Gautama Papam Jananang Punna Karmanam Te Dandamaha Ninmukta Bhajante Mahangadiram Prata. So Krishna Bhajan is not very difficult. Simply we have to follow the four principles of sinful life. No illicit sex, no gambling, no intoxication, no meeting. And chant Hare Krishna and be happy. Thank you very much.
Jai Shri Ram.